In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Last Known Position is presented by ZipRecruiter. Embark on your job search journey with ZipRecruiter, and you can discover the dream job you never knew existed.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q-Code presents Last Known Position, starring Gina Rodriguez, created by Luke Passmore.
Mr. Levi.
Sir, are you sure we should let them on board? We have no idea what they want.
Can't outrun them. And they're coming up one way or another. I'd rather avoid extraneous bullet holes in my hull, Mr. Levi.
Copy that.
Looks like about 20 guys with 20 guns. I hope you know what you're doing, Will.
Listen to their shouts. I don't know what they're saying, but I recognize fear when I hear it. I have a feeling they're not here for us.
What's going on? It's like a freaking army coming on board. I don't get what's happening. They're practically ignoring us. Like we're not even here. They just keep blinking out onto the water.
Who are they?
It is paramount everyone stay together and just remain calm right now. Hands at your side, please, Mr. Levi. Show them we're unarmed.
Yes, sir.
Quem tá em comando aqui? Cadê o capitão?
Hey!
Cadê o capitão?
Sir, hey, we don't understand you.
Cadê o capitão? Nós temos que falar com o capitão agora mesmo. Fala português?
Mr. Levi, we're gonna need Miss Flores.
What? No! No, none of us will be safe!
She's right. You can't let her up here.
Mr. Levi, please inform Flores we'll be needing her assistance.
Lançamos do Porto de Santos, tinha uma tripulação de 50, e agora só nós. Nosso navio era...
Why isn't Flores translating?
She's still listening.
What the hell happened to them out there?
At least she's still in zip ties.
Please, quiet.
Esse dragão...
Um dragão? Você tá entendendo que você tá parecendo maluco, né?
Flores, what did he say?
Tá vendo, gente? Tá nos atormentando. Está aqui. Está extremamente perto e pode atacar a qualquer momento. Pelo amor de Deus, vamos sair daqui. Por favor.
Flores!
Mas esse barco pode te ajudar. Pode nos ajudar.
What's she saying to them?
A gente tem visto coisas por aqui também.
By the sound of it, her side of the story.
Se você me soltar, eu vou te ajudar a sair dessa. E você vai ficar seguro.
Shit! He cut her loose! Levi! Mr. Kavanaugh!
Shut up, Delio.
Doc, some of the men need medical attention.
Flores, you are not given orders around here.
You can all go ahead and stop with any formalities of rank. Because right now, we're all the same pink, juicy worms in a bucket. And you're gonna need every single hand available for what's coming.
Conte tudo, temos que estar preparado. Quantos tem?
22 clipes para AK-47, 10 clipes para armas, temos 2 RPGs, 8 granadas.
Well, and I'm actually saying this. They are deep sea pirates out of Porto Alegre.
Like actual pirates.
They don't have peg legs and eye patches, if that's what you mean. Shit, that guy does.
Well, they have a lot of guns for not wanting to hurt us.
They're running.
Then why were they firing warning shots?
To get us to slow down so they can board.
Running from what?
A vista.
Don't be cute, Flores.
I'm not. They had a bigger vessel, another kind of large trawler. 50 men on board when it attacked. Only these 20 escaped in the skiffs. They drove through the night on fumes when they spotted us.
What did they say it was?
They say it was a dragon. The size of a forest, mouth of 1,000 lions, arms of the gods.
This doesn't help, Flores.
It's exactly what they said. Hey, these aren't really the scholarly types. Lots of superstition.
It makes sense.
What does?
Why, they can't really describe it. It was everywhere. 1,000 shapes of horror beyond all memory. It was the pit, the maelstrom, the ultimate abomination. It was the unnameable.
Moral testament?
No. Lovecraft. Childhood favorite.
That explains a lot.
Something whose horror is so intangible, it is beyond comprehension.
Wonderful.
She's out there. We all know that by now.
Well, who needs sonar?
Then, like Flores said, we'll need all hands on deck. So, Will, who's locked in that room?
Miss Soto. So you're the one that finally got my message.
Anouk, I thought you left with the helicopter after my drop-off. That's over a week ago. You've been holding her here this entire time? What the hell is wrong with you?
Miss Gershman is a person of many interests. What were we, Anouk, 24 when we did that extreme survival course? I'm very impressed you remembered Morse code. Miss Gershman is being duly compensated for her extended stay and has been well catered for, I assure you.
Except for any choice to leave. He knew I'd take a vote to the VIQ board to remove him as executive chairman if he didn't stop this insanity.
I have your back, do you hear me? And as soon as we get back, we're reporting all of this. You're gonna answer for what you've done.
Oh, ladies, to be frank, we don't have time for this. We'll sort this out later, but for now, we should focus on preparing.
Preparing for what?
Come with me.
Vamos logo. Meu Deus do céu, gente, vamos logo. Vamos lá, vai mais rápido, vai mais rápido.
Amigo, eu já falei pra você,
fica
calmo.
Vai mais rápido.
Fica quieto.
Ô.
Kavanaugh.
Cara, vem aqui. Ô, mano, não estamos movendo na direção certa.
He wants to know why we're not moving.
We're not running. We didn't come all this way to turn back now. We need proof this thing exists. That's the mission.
O capitão não vai virar, não. Ele quer ver a criatura. I don't think he cares about your mission.
The man has a gun to your head, Will.
Then I suggest we visit the bridge.
Hey, it's Luke Passmore, writer-creator.
And I'm John Wynn, the director of Last Known Position, and our show is presented by ZipRecruiter, and we hope everyone's loving it so far. But Luke, I have some hard truths to talk to you about.
Ugh, let me down easy, brother.
You do know that this season of Last Known Position is about to come to an end, right?
Yeah, oh my gosh. But do you have anything lined up for work after this, though?
Wait a minute. You haven't written the next show for me to direct?
Yes?
Oh, no.
Busted.
Oh, see, this is the problem. Searching for a new job, it's always super stressful, right? And, like, what if there was a way that we could eliminate all this frustration? That would just be so good. And now that I say this out loud to you, Luke, there is an easier way to search for jobs. ZipRecruiter. So check this out. ZipRecruiter's AI does so much of the work for you. When you sign up for ZipRecruiter, they help make the whole process faster and easier.
Yeah, they really put a spotlight on you to stand out amongst the crowd when it comes to your next job. And let's just say you'll never feel like you're drifting out to sea. Eh? Right? Because they're on a boat in the show. They're on a boat.
You are a writer, correct? Writer?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe you shouldn't write our next show. Anyway, so don't wait. Let ZipRecruiter help you find that job you absolutely love today.
So sign up for free on ZipRecruiter.com. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com right now to sign up absolutely free and put ZipRecruiter to work for you.
Find work you love.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Motores. What the hell is this?
It seems you're being asked to alter our plans.
Tell him to get that gun out of my face.
Yeah, I'm not too confident he'll be persuaded.
I'll bloody persuade him.
Just do what he says, Noling.
I don't take orders from you.
Turn around and get us out of here, Mr. Noling.
What? We can't just turn the ship around. It's the size of a condominium, for Christ's sake.
It's over, Mr. Noling. Please do what I ask. Now, if you'll all excuse me.
Kavanaugh.
I'm quite busy, Miss Soto.
Will. You do know you will be held responsible for what you did to Anouk.
Yes. Yes, Miss Soto. No doubt I will.
But for the record, I wanted to find it too. You lied about a lot of things. But I believe why you wanted to find it.
Thank you. If you could tell the others of our changing plans, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, will do.
Michaela, hey.
Hey, Doc. You got your hands full?
Yeah, just about. Can you send Flores in here if you see her? I think that guy over there is trying to tell me something's wrong with his head, and I need to know if he thinks he has a concussion or what.
You sure? You feel safe with her, Flores?
What?
She's pretty dangerous.
Look around. We're in a bit of an emergency now, and there's like 6 guys in here. It'll be fine. I really just need her to translate.
Actually, hold on. I've got a translation app on my phone that I don't need a signal in order to use. It's great. I mean, you can just say whatever and choose a language and it'll translate and even speak it out loud. It's awesome for travel.
Oh, that would be great.
Okay, yeah, one sec. My phone's got to boot up. I turned it off to start saving battery in case.
In case of what? Shit! power's out again?
Don't worry, it'll come back in a second. Kavanaugh's probably still trying to reboot the AI system. And it's back. See? Well, anyway, I came down here to tell you that we're getting out of here. Like, immediately, thank God. Oh, okay, my phone's on. What did you want to ask him?
Wait, what? We're getting out of here?
Yeah, our new guests are insisting and are very firm about it.
Where is it exactly that we are going? Was that your message alert?
I've got voicemails? Wait, they're sending? How is that? How did they? What?
Cell phones can't get a signal out here. How is that even possible?
I know. Sorry. I gotta listen to this. I'll see you in a bit.
Baby, this is the 20th message I've left. What is happening on that ship? I've called the cops, but I don't have anything to give them. I play them your messages, but they just think it all sounds crazy and that I am wasting their time. Baby, please, just tell me you're okay. We can name our boy Henry. Anything you want. Just come back to me. Come back to me and Henry. I love you, Michaela. I love you. Please be okay.
Did anyone ever stop to ask, in the big open sky, in the vastness of the ocean, and if this is all actually real, how did that thing even know Flight 7963 was flying over at that precise moment?
Wild guess. Maybe it's like a cat swatting at a fly. It just saw the plane and went for it.
Saw it? It's aquatic. It's underwater.
No, that's too random.
Okay, we're still talking about a creature we know absolutely nothing about. Maybe it can see things above water while submerged. Who knows?
But it's still an animal.
No, think more basic. What does an animal do when provoked?
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.
Turn it off.
Soto, please, I'm trying to get our systems back online.
Soto, what are you doing here? Get everyone out of here.
Turn it off.
I beg your pardon?
It's already online and you know it. The last reboot worked.
Soto, now.
I can assure you it did not.
Lies. Lie after lie. I've been recording logs of everything that's been happening since the first night I was on this ship. Since I found out Jim Harper was dead.
You what?
I know there's no cell signal out here. But I recorded voice messages anyway and sent them to save to my cloud account. The account I share with my wife. And I knew the next time my phone got a signal, it would auto-upload.
Just like Kavanaugh's daughter's video. That's how you knew he had gotten her video from the cloud before he told us. You had the same idea.
Something happened to me on board, like it did to Jim Harper.
Or Rayanch.
Maybe, just maybe, my phone would survive, and whenever the ship reached shore again and got a signal, Alexis would get my messages. And the truth. The ship's fully back online, isn't it, Will? And so is your Skyroute connection.
Mikhail, what have you done?
Skyroute? His satellite internet thing?
Yeah. You said it was in its beta phase, installed in your airline's new fleet, in your wife and daughter's plane. And no doubt, you have installed it here on the ship.
Wait, I still don't understand.
He must have kept Skyroute offline here to keep us from communicating with land on our own, but then Flores messed everything up.
And to fix everything, Kavanaugh had to keep rebooting the system from default.
Exactly. And every time he did, my phone got a little 5-second window to upload all my saved messages to my wife at gigabit speeds. More than enough time.
But we're still too far out at sea. It'll take days for anyone to come get us.
That's not what she means. No one's coming for us.
No. I've had my phone off for a day, but I just turned it on and I got Alexis's responses, which means the Skyroute signal is fully on now. He's calling to it.
Sir, what is she talking about?
Skyroute is the X factor. The answer to Flight 7963. Why that plane, there and then. I don't know if it's like a dog whistle or a jackhammer, but that plane must have been like a giant beacon to it. But you figured this out already, didn't you?
Miss Soda.
Turn it off. Now, Will. Seriously, you're going to get us all killed.
I'm sorry, Miss Soda. I'm afraid
this was never about just proving it existed, was it? It was never about your wife and daughter.
It was always about my wife and daughter!
Don't you all see? He didn't come here to prove it. He came to destroy it.
Destroy it? How could we even do that?
And that is a very good question. How are you planning on doing that, William?
Aaron?
Oh my god.
Dr. Huang, where'd you get that gun?
Don't you...
You inspected all my personal supplies I brought on board, but guess you failed to see the hole from its separate parts.
You built it.
Assembled. Parts camouflaged as medical instruments.
But why does she have a gun?
Because she's not a doctor.
What's in the box, William?
What box?
The Faraday cage you had Rayonge build. The only place I hadn't been able to scan. And now I know why.
But Flores was the one who sabotaged the ship.
Flores was sent by my own company to stop me, to protect their stocks. But you, Doctor, you are entirely different. Government, no doubt. What, CIA?
You know I can't confirm that. But I was an army medic for 10 years. Don't feel cheated. Your company's entire screening process for a ship's doctor was rigged from the beginning. They never knew. I was always going to make it onto the ship.
You're a spy?
The answer is the question. What's in the box?
If you went to all this trouble and came all this way, then I imagine you already know.
Ah, but my job is to prove it. A Russian RDS-3 went missing out of Chechnya 12 months ago.
A what?
A tactical warhead. Low yield, but still, you know, a nuke.
Holy shit.
I fucking knew it. I knew
it. A nuclear weapon is on board. Oh my god. Oh my god.
A lot of backwater channels and financial forensics tracking it. You covered your ass well. We wanted to grab you once we proved it was one of your shell companies that purchased it. But I lobbied to find out your end game. Doesn't matter that we got you if we didn't know what you were planning on doing with it. Or what enemies you were going to supply it to.
But this has nothing to do with a monster.
There is no monster, you idiots. There never was. He used you. He used all of you as his cover. This isn't about finding some imaginary creature. It's about one of the most powerful private citizens in the world supplying this bomb to a foreign enemy for some kind of gain.
You. It was you. You killed Jim Harper and Rayanj, and you tried to kill me.
I am sorry, but you are attempting to stage a coup.
turn the crew against him and cut the mission short. You were getting in the way. And Rayonch, he caught me cutting your sub's valve line. I didn't want to, but I had to. Poor guy.
It wasn't Flores.
But why Jim?
I'm assuming because he confided what I told him.
What the hell did you tell him?
After 3 weeks out, I decided to show myself and tell him everything. No one else, just him.
That makes no sense.
The nuke is just a warhead. It's not a torpedo. It needed a delivery device.
The sub?
Yeah. I guess he was humoring me.
And he came straight to me and told me everything. Like you said, Michaela, I'm a doctor, therapist. What can I say? People trust me. And he gave me the confirmation I needed, but wanted to tell everyone else.
And then you killed him for it.
It was a quick injection.
You're a monster.
As far as the U.S. government is concerned, we have extremely relaxed policies when dealing with terrorists.
You bitch! We aren't terrorists!
You're right. I'm sorry. Your collateral damage.
You're a sociopath.
I prefer patriot. And I don't expect you to understand. You don't know what it's like to have to prove over and over again that you belong in this country. But I deliver him? The treasonous billionaire smuggling a nuclear warhead? I'll never have to prove my loyalty again. No one will ever question what flag I salute, and my family's legacy is secure forever.
Is any of what she's saying true, sir? There's a nuke.
You think those are pirates out there? Aren't you all supposed to be geniuses or something? They're the buyers, or at least the transport to the buyers, and now we know they're South American-based.
Think about what you're saying, Doctor. Why would I personally escort a weapon I was selling? Why wouldn't I insulate myself against any capital crimes like this? Do you think I'm stupid?
I think you're a grandiose narcissist with an entitled sense of world power. And I'm the one who got you.
What is that? Oh, God.
It's a wave. It's a fucking wave.
Turn it off. The sky route signal. Turn it off. Turn it off! Nate, oh. Shit.
Nate!
You shot it!
What did you mean to?
Nate!
Get the gun!
Get away from me, Nate! You're making mistakes! You're a traitor!
You're insane, sweetheart.
It's okay.
And I'm not American.
The ocean! Waves coming out of nowhere! She's moving!
I got you.
She's coming for us!
Everyone! Everyone, get to the bridge!
Nate, are you...
Dad, no. You have to go.
No.
Both of you.
Not without you. I'm not going without
you. No. I can't walk. I can't walk.
I'll help him. No, you go. We're right behind you. No, I'm not leaving you guys. Figure out how to get us out of here. I got him. Okay. I'll get us to safety as soon as possible, okay? Hey, Mom.
I can't believe... Your biggest crush is a fucking cartoon character.
Oh. What? Would you rather it be some kind of oceanographer?
Yeah, maybe.
Promise me you'll make it through this. And we'll see if I change my mind.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
No, you have to go on.
No. I'm not leaving you. I'm not leaving you. No. Come back!
Sonar's offline.
Of course it is. Yeah, give me those binoculars.
It's so calm. Why have the waves suddenly stopped?
She's somewhere near. Waiting.
Where are you, you son of a bitch?
You're all crazy. Don't know when you snapped, William. But it'd be nice if you at least cut the theatrics.
We have to get out of here while we can.
Here. Everyone take a radio. And keep it on. We need to be in constant touch. Coordinate our efforts.
Come on.
William, this won't bring them back.
Here. I know it. Don't you want to see it?
I want to see my child, Will. I want to meet Henry. I want to kiss my wife again. I want to finally be there, really there, not so far away where I can't hear them. Not anymore.
I can't, huh?
The purge! There! Watch the purge!
Oh, my God.
Last Known Position stars Gina Rodriguez as Michaela Soto, James Purifoy as William Cavanaugh, Travis Joe Dixon as Levi, Manny Jacinto as Nate Cordero, Ashley Bell as Anna DeLeo, Giovanna Quinto as Lisa Flores, Olivia Chang as Aaron Huang, Matthew Henderson as Noling, Jessica Oyelowo as Anouk Kirschman, Lauren B. Mosley as Alexis, with additional performances by Joe Penna, William Vidiato, Silvio Martins, Ivo Mueller. Story by Luke Passmore and Jeremy Platt. Created and written by Luke Passmore. Directed by John Wynn. Executive produced by Gina Rodriguez, Luke Passmore, Jeremy Platt, John Wynn, Brian Cavanaugh-Jones, Fred Berger, Justin Levy, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Sandra Yi Ling and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Shin Yin Hu. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson and David LaVita. Additional music by Brian Kesley. Music editor Brian Kesley. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, Neely Oftering, and Beatrice Noronha. Edited by Gabe Birch. Additional editor Eric Aaron. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer Randy Torres. Mixed by Andrew Pomeroy and Ryan Sanchez. Score mixer David Tadashore. Supervising mixer Ben Milchev. Casting directors Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Assistant director Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor Omar Barahona. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinators Bailey Grayson and Brandon Weissner. Head production assistant Nathan Yan. Production assistant Alexa Goldstein. Post coordinator Rachel Yanover. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Ben Swimmer, Randy Patton, Hugo Marrero, Benjamin Rowe, Jenna Caffrey, and Rick Silvestrini. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Last Known Position is a Q Code production.
Welcome to a journey into the heart of the Texas Renaissance Festival, the nation's largest and rowdiest celebration of medieval fantasy. But what lurks beneath the facade of tights and turkey legs? Well, we dove deep into the empire to uncover a history marred by mystery and misconduct, murders, assaults, and other crimes that tarnish its legacy. This isn't just a fairy tale. It's a cautionary tale of power, fantasy, and the consequences that follow when they all collide. Search for Crime Waves Renaissance Texas on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.
Last Known Position is presented by ZipRecruiter. Are you searching for a new position? Let ZipRecruiter help guide you to a job you love.